Tweet at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, we've been very fortunate. We have had some great live music all week, and today is no different. We have live music from Shopsy, who is in. It is great to see you, my friend. Welcome back.
Always nice to see you.
You've got a haircut.
I'm not blonde anymore.
You're not blonde anymore. The grooming is
lovely. We're not
twins. How have you been?
I'm grand. Very good, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
We have lots of music to come from you, so let's get straight into it. You're going to play your first song, but you have a dilemma because this is still unnamed, this track. Is that right?
It's caused quite a lot of contention amongst the people I work with and my friends. So people have a lot of differing opinions. So we have two potential titles for this new song. It's either called Animated or Do You Know How It Feels? And so if anyone has any opinion on that, please share.
Are you also open to other suggestions?
Yeah, other, even something else. You
okay.
Know? I'm open to anything.
Okay, well, let's take a listen and we might break it down afterwards.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, go for it.
Do you know how it feels? Do you know how it feels? Do you know how it feels?
Wow. Oh. I could listen to you all day on. And you know what? You could call that song anything in my mind. It's so beautiful.
What would you call it? Because obviously, Do You Know How It Feels is sung more in it.
I would go with that one. Do You Know How It Feels? The other one was, option was Animated. Yeah. Somebody else has, Paul has texted in here, great song. I'd call it Fall Apart.
Fall Apart. That's also a good option. Yeah. Thank you. Paul, is that Paul?
That's Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah. Beautiful Thank track. You. And that's yet to be released.
That's yet to be released.
Amazing.
That's the first time I've played it anywhere. So it's cool.
Alternative song name, Melodream.
Melodream.
Says Sinead.
Also beautiful.
There you go.
Thank you, Sinead.
Lots of inspiration coming in there.
Cool.
Come here, you're just back from Berlin. You were recording a whole heap of new songs over there. How did that go?
One of those songs is that one, actually. So I wrote and recorded that there. So I've got a big batch of new songs that I'll be releasing over the next kind of year.
Brilliant.
So brilliant. Very excited.
And a big day today for you because tickets went on sale for your headline show.
That's right, in the Academy. So that's in November 15th. So that just went on sale today. And I had my last one there 3 weeks ago, which is great. So we're looking to keep going and keep doing stuff.
Brilliant. So when you say you go to Berlin and you take yourself over there with the people that you work with and you write a whole heap of new songs, like what's the creative process?
It's
like, how long are you there for?
Yeah, so I would go over basically for a week at a time.
Okay.
There's kind of no real point, I think, if you're going to get stuck into new music to go there for 2 days. Like, it's possible, obviously, but it's nice to have maybe 5 days of work and then maybe 1 day of play.
It is a good city to play in.
It's a very good city to play in. I'd have no interest in that, of course. But it's really just you go over there with maybe an idea, or you go over there and you literally... Like with that song, actually, amazingly, I just remember sitting down at the keyboard and that chorus just came out straight away. And then it was informed by that. And I was working with amazing producers and stuff there. So they kind of, it was my first time actually working with producers because everything up to then had been self-produced for me.
Okay.
So it's actually a lovely new thing to work with loads of different people.
Okay.
You pick up people's energies and that informs the song as well, you know? So it's
because that could go either way, I suppose, when you're so used to self-producing.
Yeah, oh, it can go very wrong.
Yeah.
Look, I've been lucky. It's gone well. You know, I've only had good material come out of it, but you know, it's like everything. It's like relationships. Like not everything works out, you know?
Absolutely. Call it Blame Me, says somebody.
Blame Me. Yeah. Blame Me. I'd really like that as well, actually. Blame Me is really good. Go ahead.
Falling is another one that's coming in here.
We played with that idea as well, actually, Falling.
Okay, very good. All right, your cover today, you're going to do another track for us. It's a brave one, Shopsy.
It is, actually.
There are some high notes to hit in
this
one.
I'm going
to
take some water.
Take some water. Because we know you've got, like, you are so able to hit those high notes. So what's the cover?
Going to try More Than a Woman. Actually, just as I said it, I was like...
By the Bee Gees.
So in an unplugged way, so... And actually, I've never played piano on live on air before, so usually I'm just singing, so this is also a bit scary.
Oh, listen, go for it.
You know, you got to challenge yourself in life.
Listen, run into it. Isn't that what they say?
Yeah,
go for it.
Give it a go.
This is the only way to go. If I lose you now, I'm sure I would die. Say you'll always be my baby. We can make it shine. We can die forever, just a minute. I'm not the only one.
not a bother to you. Oh my God, you have set the text lines alight. That is brilliant. Comes in, says Ollie, oh my God, what a voice, says somebody else. Killian says he is absolutely nailing this cover. What a voice. So yeah, good for you. Well done. Amazing. Lots more suggestions coming in about your unnamed track. Robert in Kilkenny says, did I know you? Dream World is another one that comes in from Alan.
Thank you, Alan.
Loads more for you to think about. There you go.
Brilliant. Maybe you could print those out for me.
Yeah, we will. We will. The gig is the Academy in Dublin, November 5th, and tickets are on sale today.
That's right.
Always lovely seeing you.
Always lovely seeing you.